Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
I see the Straight Riffin roster, like, walk in the lobby.
In their jerseys?
No, but like in their Affliction tees, you know, in their Ed Hardy tees.
Yeah.
Walk in the lobby.
Wait, they look like fucking rock stars.
All four of them have a Dr. Pepper girl
with them,
and they look insane.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with my bag just like watching this, and I'm just like, what the fuck?
You're gonna be at school 7 a.m. tomorrow.
I'm just like, what the fuck? And like they're all hammered and shit, like just get in an elevator and just disappear. I was like, those guys are legendary. Like, what the hell?
Those guys are
I was like, this was crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode 217, brought to you by Hims and Factor. We will talk about those at a different time. Joined today by Bound and Formal.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, everyone? How's everyone doing?
Hector's not here today. Hector, we're actually shooting content on Monday today, and Hector is sick. I can't believe it, because Hector, this is like his time right now. The podcast is Hector's time, and he's not here today, so he's got to be feeling pretty shitty.
Yeah, so on the other day I was here scrimming on like Wednesday, I think, or Tuesday maybe.
Saturday?
Tuesday. Saturday. I don't know. Sometime recently, and he came in and like was talking to me, and I was like, "You sound sick," and he was like, "Nah, dude, I'm good." And now he's
whoa,
sick.
That's not what he said.
Yeah, he did.
He came in, he was like, "I'm gonna stand back here, I'm sick." That was the first thing he said, remember?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Am I just making this up?
I think you're making it up, yeah.
All right, well, feel better, Hector.
Yo, Bounce fucking, she's got that sharp memory. But yeah, I thought I was getting sick like 3 days ago, but then it like went away the next day. But I have really bad allergies, so like sometimes I'll just wake up and have like flu symptoms and then just feel fine the next
day.
Like
dry throat.
It's like the weirdest shit. Yeah, like in the back of your nose, you know, when you start getting that like
congested, but it's like dry and like weird.
And your brain just feels weird, like you're starting to get sick. I had that 3 days ago, but luckily I didn't get it. But let's talk about you boys. Obviously, first, you guys have started off the HCS season this past Sunday. You guys got second, I know.
Yeah, this one's okay, though, because since we started playing together, we haven't really gone over anything as a team, like, not even, like, how we want to play the game. We literally just spawned in and just, like, ran around and just, like, we're winning, so we were like, fuck it, let's just keep doing it. But then yesterday when we lost, like, we lost in ways that we knew it was just, like, on us, so we actually went back and looked at some of, like, the film for the first time, so I think it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, I was always curious because obviously I've never played Halo competitively, but how like intricate is it compared to COD? Because COD, you're watching VOD, you're going over shit, looking at the minimap. Halo, you don't have a minimap. Like how different is it trying to like adjust what you guys are doing and shit?
I mean, we're literally just spawning in, just playing straight up like fuck you. Like just like talent.
Yeah.
Like we haven't went over call out. We don't even have like the same call outs.
Like H5 splice?
Pretty much,
They're just not even scrimming?
We're not even, I mean, we haven't went over literally a single thing. I mean, there's call-outs that you will say, Matt, that I don't even know. Like, on Live Fire, you keep saying sneaky. I don't know what the fuck that is. I'm just like...
Is that the drop-down?
No, it's cement.
I thought it was cement, but it's you're just cement. Like, sneaky. And then, like, I'm on your death cam, I'm like, it's sneaky! Like, no one even knows what it is.
You guys don't even know comms, and you're getting second? Okay, that's
Well, we got first.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah.
The first weekend. Don't just say we're getting second. Like, we
I don't know why I emphasized the second so hard.
What the hell?
Yo,
reset the finals. We just, honestly...
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we had, like, little losers, like... You know what I mean? It's good to get one like yeah, those in.
We had you guys up on the side screen. We were watching. We were pulling for you guys. We were it was like I was sitting there watching. It was the last match of the day for COD. It was Atlanta versus Boston, and I was like, can FaZe just 3-0 so we can like lock into the Halo boys? Our whole chat was just like, just watch Halo. But yeah, I mean, we're not just gonna cut the CDL stream off because that's like our main thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the team is like obviously you guys have so much talent on the team. Has that been like, has it been hard to kind of mesh that together, or has it become like natural at this point already?
I mean, I feel like it was like natural when we started playing together the first day. Like,
I feel like it is still pretty natural now. I mean, I think yesterday was probably the first time where, like you said, where it's not really them kind of like just shitting on us and assuring us. We're just losing just because they're actually playing structured and we're just literally trying to out talent them.
We're trying to run at them and just kill them.
Yeah. Like. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think yesterday was a good way to lose because like there were like a few issues that I would notice during scrims, but I wouldn't really say anything because we're just like dominating the scrim. So I was like, if it recurs again or like if it happens in a tourney, then I'll like kind of bring it up. But like certain like little niche like situations and game types, I noticed were happening multiple times. So we talked about it yesterday and we're gonna talk about it again. But
yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
To finally actually want to go over stuff. So.
Yeah, and you guys have already diagnosed the problem, which is half the battle. It's like, we fucked up on this. But when's your guys' first event?
We have the Quezon event this end of the month. It's not like an official event.
Oh, yeah, that's after our major.
Yeah.
That's the weekend after our major.
Yeah, it's the same thing you guys did with COD.
Yeah, I'm hyped to watch that. Yeah. Are you guys hyped for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a 50K prize pool.
50K?
Yeah.
So what is it like?
Straight out of Quezon's pocket.
Wait, is it 50K first or 50K top four?
I think it's 50K total.
So what's it like 30 for first?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. And you guys don't have to travel.
That's literally the complexity.
The COD guys had to fly to LA.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
They played it at the same venue that the like Founding Fathers land was at, which was dope, by the way.
Yeah, the venue actually looks sick.
That was sick. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But I'm excited to watch you guys, man. Unfortunately, all your first two majors fall on CDL weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what I'm gonna do about that.
Yeah, isn't one literally combined like a?
Yeah, DreamHack.
Yeah, DreamHack. Yeah.
That would be crazy to be honest.
That's your second event, right?
Yeah.
So, and then after that, we get to watch some Halo. So, I'm excited. We're gonna be watching anyway, but I'm excited to see what you guys can do, man. I got a lot of faith in this team. This team is
same.
Disgusting. Not that I didn't have faith in our last team, but
I get it.
When you throw four out there, I mean, holy shit. It's a pleasure to watch.
Thank you.
But now we got to talk about.
Yeah, just do it. Just rip it.
The COD team. Well, we don't have to talk about them just yet. We have our major coming up March 20th through the 23rd.
Wait, what? That's soon.
Yeah, it's this next weekend. There's they play two more matches. Obviously, they're 0-5 right now. They play two more matches. They play Thieves on Friday, which fuck.
They play Thieves in their next match.
They play Thieves Friday.
Who do they play after that?
LAG.
Well, shit.
Which LAG is like... See.
Wait, they could go into that match being 0-18?
I'm about to give us some crazy juju.
Why are you manifesting it?
I'm not, but I'm saying like that's insane. Like,
yeah,
they're going to randomly have like a lose-lose, like both teams are already in loser's bracket, like, but still that match is going to be like so important. That sucks.
Yeah, it's so important for the mental...
But they beat LAT though...
Uh-huh.
Then, like, that'd be awesome, right?
See, that's the thing. I've been going into every match, like, optimistic. I'm like, is today going to be the day where the switch is just flipped and they're back? And then it just hasn't been flipped. But, obviously, we got the ring ceremony. So, I know the community right now is kind of, like, making a huge joke about it, which, I mean, I get it. They're playing like ass. It's not... you know, a question mark to anybody at this point. They're not playing well, but you still got to show respect for the ring ceremony. I mean, this team
give them
won
a round
chance.
Of applause, damn it. Like, I saw a post saying they're going to get booed and shit. I'm like, the fuck? Like, they're not going to get booed.
I mean, I feel so bad for them because, like, they literally won champs and now they're in a crazy slump and the community is just railing them. But I get it at the same time because... you know, Ant went on his whole, like, crazy villain arc where he was like, you motherfuckers aren't playing for the win.
I know.
And all that, and now this is happening. So, it was just ammo. It was just so much ammo.
What's that quote where it's like, the only thing people love more than a hero to watch a hero fall, die trying.
So fucked up.
But it's like, it's so true. Like, they just won champs. They get their tipping. All the optic, like, haters and all the people that hate seeing them succeed were just fucking molding. Just, and now they've just fucking unleashed.
Just fucking just, Arthur Fish, like, fuck, they did it.
Now they're just unleashing hell on the Reddits and the Twitters. And
it was the drums. Fuck.
Like, they've just been waiting to get this moment, and it's just, I do feel for them, man. It
Wait,
sucks.
Where's
like,
this event at?
The Allen Event Center. Have you ever been there?
Is it the is one it that they put champs at?
Yeah, it's in Allen. It's like, we've been there a bunch of times now, but it's where the indoor soccer team played.
Is it where the champs was at?
Yeah, it's the same place where champs is at.
Oh, maybe they'll be in like their bag then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's a home event. It's like,
bro, they're powered up. Like, they have the ring on, bro. They're playing with the ring on.
They're pulling up to the place that got the ring.
I don't know if they're playing with the ring on.
I'm playing with the ring on.
I don't know. They might as well. Controllers, you have that big ass ring. You're
they might as well, bro.
They need that ring on.
Just get some power.
What the fuck?
Just show up and just like. Just show it how you're playing
before
with the
every series. Just look up at it.
Yeah, just stand up and stretch and show them, and then start playing. I honestly think, like, when I'm watching the matches, like, I don't know how you feel, Seth. Like, when I watch them play,
oh, I feel a whole lot of things, and a lot of them are good.
But like at the very start of the series, I'm like hopeful. I'm like, maybe they just like did something this week, and like it comes down to like that map one hard point. And then like once they lose the hard point, you get that feeling of like, oh fuck, dude. Like, are they? Is it like? This can happen again, and then it does, and then you're like, well, shit. Especially the way, because I watched the one that they played against Miami, which was, by the way, one of the most brain dead hard points I've ever seen.
It was the worst hard point like, I think I've watched like throughout the whole year.
I was just watching it, just like, I haven't played this card in like a little bit, but I was like, did it change or are they all just running around right now? Like, this looks brain dead.
Miami,
and then
was
it went down to time,
just running around.
Both teams were just being just like brain dead.
Yeah.
But then I watched that, and then, like, I mean, dude, yeah, their search is, like, I don't know. I don't know what exactly I watch in search. I don't know what their issue is in search. I mean, like, there's, like, so many that I don't even know, like, when I'm watching, I'm just like, dude, I don't even know how I would fix this if I was, like, Damon or, like,
they're just full
them.
On.
Like,
they're just full on in their heads.
Yeah, they're just, yeah.
They're full on in their heads.
I just feel bad for them. It honestly sucks.
But, I mean, it is the ring ceremony again. It's gonna be a cool thing to see. Obviously, with their placings or with their past matches, it's just been super tough. But Bound, how much do you watch COD? Do you watch it a lot or not really?
I do watch a good amount. I mean, I'm cool with some of the COD pros.
Okay,
Neptune, I think he's on the surge.
Nep, yep.
He's me and him when he played Halo. He's my boy. He's always been my boy. So I've always watched COD. I'm pretty cool. I used to be pretty cool to Ant. I don't know. I mean. I think it's crazy they can't at least win a map. I don't know. Like, it is COD. You know what I mean? Like, I played COD a little bit. I know, like, it's not too hard. Like, an S&D, at least, it's kind of like a Slayer in Halo. Like, so I just think it's kind of mind-blowing that someone's just not taking over and just, like, getting at least more. You know what I mean?
Like, have, like, a god timing map.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Just go up, like, 3-0 because you're just, like, getting crazy timings. You're, like, 8-2, 8-1.
Yeah.
Like, you get three kills first round. You're like,
yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Now I'm playing loose.
Yeah, exactly,
now I don't
yeah.
give a fuck.
You're throwing frags. They're getting kills every time. Like, it's just like one of those maps, and it just doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is, but.
Yeah. But, like you guys were saying, hopefully they power up. Hopefully they just get a fucking crazy land.
I mean, they will be better on land. Like, no question about it. Get them out of that room they keep losing in. Get them in a new environment.
Get them out of that room, yeah.
Get them back where they were just like.
Get them out of that room, dude.
Get them out of that room. That room is fucking.
I walk past that room.
Haunted, bro. Like, I walk past that room and I just see, like, I just feel like there's been some shit that's gone down in that room.
There's been some shit in there.
I'm like, it's just like an evil aura just like dripping from the ceiling.
There's a dark cloud over that room.
There is. And it's oozing out. I have to close our Halo door because it's so close. I'm like, don't go in here. Like, holy shit. This is fucking.
Keep that shit on the other side of the
room. Dude. Yeah, this fucking.
But yeah, it's tough to watch. It's really tough to watch. The community's just been going in. I mean, rightfully so. It's just been, it has been very, very tough to watch. But our event's still going to be lit. I mean, I don't know. I keep seeing people say they're going to sell tickets and they're not going to come to the event. And
that's crazy.
You know, I think most people are trolling. There's probably some people that are honestly maybe doing that. But dude, our event is still going to be amazing. I mean, it's at the same venue as Champs. It's a great venue.
That venue's sick.
Yeah, the
that
venue's
setup is
great.
Sick.
So I'm just hoping for a big bounce back, man. We also got the limited green jerseys if you guys want to come out repping. If you guys want to come out repping the boys.
Yes.
And we got the new spring merch release on March 20th, day one of the major. There's a new merch drop. So
nice.
I know. I get it. It's people just want to see them do well, and right now it's just not that's not happening. So
I think people, I think so many people just want to see them just do. I think so many people want to see them go, what are they, 0-15? They want to see them go 0-21 so no, bad.
They beat the Falcons.
Like people want to, well, yeah, but I mean,
it's
like,
worse than 0-15.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, well, they want to see whatever it is. Go map winless in this
because
stage
the minor
so
they got
like,
the minor they got 3-0'd out of the minor. They're 0-15 in the stage. Oh. In the minor, they beat Falcons, then got 3-0'd. So they're technically 0-18 in their past six series.
That's okay. I mean, like, they,
I mean, I don't want to like. Yeah, I'm not trying to like.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying that.
I just hate that so many people just want to see them just keep losing. Like, if they beat LAT, like people are gonna be like so weird about it. I mean, like, no one's expecting them to beat LAT, but I just want them to win the map one at least. Like, if they just win the map one, that could spark something.
They rise to the occasion.
They might not win the series, but just like, just win the map one, like, because right now they're just like. God, I couldn't even imagine what that feels like loading in, dude. Like going into the control and you're down 0-2 again. And you're just like, God damn it.
And it's Vault and you got and we haven't won a round in Vault. It's just yeah, have you guys ever like slumped like this in your guys' professional careers or
I mean I just got second like seven times in a row.
Okay, that's not
yeah, it's pretty different.
I mean just playing
it, it is different.
Just playing mean every time
and I was with you for like
that makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
We're running
it makes sense.
Dude.
You're playing me every time.
Dude,
I'm like that sucks, but I mean he's playing me, guys. Like, come on. Like,
I'm let that rock because we're teaming now. You're beast.
Thank you.
You're beast. But I mean, like we were playing for me and you, Seth. We didn't really have like a slump like that.
Our slumps like, were like fourth or like sixth.
Yeah, I mean we did get a top 16, but we were like chalked at that point.
I feel like no one really ever had a slump like this. You know what I mean?
The slump's pretty generational.
Like, with like a team like as talented as they are, you know what I mean?
It's like, so weird, bro.
It is weird.
It makes literally no sense.
It's so weird.
It is very weird.
But again, you know, I got faith in the team. They won champs together. They had a bad Major Four last year. It wasn't this bad, obviously, but I mean, they could turn it around. A lot of people are calling for heads and shit. It's just, it's insane, brother. I cannot fucking imagine,
dude. I
can't imagine. I wouldn't get on my phone. Like I wouldn't. If I were them, I would take like 2 days off. Do what you got to do. Recenter your chi. And your energies, and then come back. I know people are probably going to be like, take days off. No, they need to keep fucking playing.
I know. People don't really understand how it is. But, like, I mean, there's no way any of them are looking at their phone. Like, going on Twitter.
Shotzi streamed last night.
Yeah, well, I just meant, like.
I was like, this guy has the biggest cojones.
No, I just meant, like.
I was about to gift him 20 just for turning it on.
So that was like, he doesn't give a fuck.
Like, going on, like, the Reddit, for example. Like, unless you have a humiliation kink. There's no way that any of those players are going on the Reddit and reading people up to say like, there's no way.
Not watching it. Not watching like, the flank. Not watching.
Yeah.
You know, just completely disconnect. Try to recenter. Try to get the mind right. Because right now, I feel like it's just a mental thing, dude.
I mean, it definitely is a big mental thing.
Yeah.
Because I mean, they're like not so bad players.
I feel like they're so deep into the loss, like losing, they should just lose the rest online and just go to Lenovo and just play like. However they want, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it, they have nothing to lose type shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have nothing to lose at this point.
They have nothing to lose.
Like even know. The last two online matches, they really have nothing to lose.
They really
like,
have nothing
it,
to lose.
It can't get worse, so. And yeah. They're going to be in losers regardless. Like, just fuck it, dude. Like,
just fuck it. Like, if I'm them, I'm playing the event, I'm just playing any type of way. Like, I'm just challenging fucking everything.
Just playing loose.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
Playing loose on the map. But yeah, we got our event coming up. I mean... Again, hopefully they make a run. It's going to be a fun event regardless. I mean, it's the second major. It's our major. The event team always does a great job throwing the events and stuff. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to get back there, obviously do the watch party in the venue. We didn't go to the first event. So I'm pretty pumped just to be at an event again. So,
oh, yeah. You guys didn't go. Oh, it was in Spain. That's
it was in Madrid, yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like this is the first major coming up.
Yeah?
Like, because I just totally forgot they played... a major in Spain, like randomly.
Yeah, right. It was just like kind of like a weird time warp.
Yeah, it was.
But the matches were starting at like 9 a.m. here.
Yeah.
To kick off the season, it was just
it was
like
weird.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, it was still the first event.
Yeah.
Phase one, that shit. You can't.
Yeah, they won the game 7, like round 11. That was lit.
That was pretty crazy.
That shit was crazy.
That was lit.
That shit was crazy. But yeah, hope to see some of you guys there. It's going to be a fun time, and hopefully the boys can bounce back. Again, we're kind of beating a dead horse at this point. Everybody knows they're getting shit on, so hopefully they can bounce back in a big way.
They got that.
They got that shit.
They got
but
that.
Five-year anniversary today of Warzone launching. I don't know. Warzone's been in
5 years ago.
Twitter's down. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, we don't need. We don't need. We don't need it. But yeah, have you ever played Warzone Bound?
Yeah, I actually played it a lot when MW 2019 came out. I
like
think.
Playing Verdansk original.
Yeah, when it first came out, I played it a good amount.
Are you hacking?
Huh?
Are you fucking hacking?
No, should I've been?
Probably.
Dude, I don't know. He might have been hacking.
I feel like he was hacking.
I mean, everybody else is doing it. It seems like the cool thing to do now.
Seems like you kind of had to.
I should have, I guess. It was pretty good when it came out. I don't know why. I think Cold War came out. I just got tired of it. I don't know. I just got old after some time.
Just stopped playing it completely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited. Verdansk coming out at the start of next month. Obviously, you're probably not going to play that shit at all, right?
I mean, I might touch it. Like,
you might touch it?
Yeah. Like for a day or two. I mean, if the hacking's still bad,
like what the fuck? I want
Blackout back. Like I used to watch him when Blackout. That's so legendary.
He was on Demon.
I was so legendary.
He was blacking out on Blackout.
But yeah, I mean, if the hacking's still bad, there's no way I'd touch the game. Because it's just like,
wait, is hacking bad in Warzone?
Fuck
oh my
yes,
god,
dude,
it's
so bad.
Why are you hacking at Warzone,
bro? There's probably people that are celebrating their five year anniversary of Warzone.
Like, who? I don't know.
How are you getting dope off that?
That's insane.
That is so sick.
There's probably people out there that have been hacking nonstop for 5 years on Warzone.
Wait, if people were hacking in Blackout,
you think so?
Fuck yeah. Oh no,
they were.
It was on PS4.
Oh yeah, sorry. Fuck.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for Verdansk to come out. I mean, Warzone. Dude, last podcast, we were like, can Warzone just go away so multiplayer just rises back to the top?
Mm.
Back to pick 10, old COD.
I'll take
no
a
slide canceling.
I'll take a battle royale. I mean, fucking Halo could use one. It'd be perfect. I'll take it. I'll trade you guys.
A BR?
Yeah, well, I'll trade you.
What the fuck?
The hell was that? Well, you guys just got a search and deploy, right?
Oh my
or
God,
seek
bro.
And deploy?
What yeah, bro.
Bro.
Fuck yeah, so we got it.
I want to hear your opinion because we got Matt's opinion last week on it. What do you think about that?
It's just like, how's it even going to work with Halo? You know what I mean? No, I was thinking about it. It was like, I was telling the Halo team, I was like, it'd be like if they in Counter-Strike, they put like a Halo game mode and they're like, yo, simple, go fucking learn Halo. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's like a whole different game inside of the game. Like,
yeah.
It's like, why am I playing Search and Destroy in Halo? It makes no sense.
It's like a love baby between Search and Valorant, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know, but it's going to be, like, it's Halo. Like, how's that even going to work? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
if I'm in a 1v4, I'm just jumping off the map or double nading myself. Like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah.
Just give up.
Like, don't even, like, fake, like, give me, like, you got this. Like, no, I fucking don't, bro.
Don't
like,
even let them kill you and come over and bag your
I'm
shit.
I'm just praying for strokes. Like, somebody please have a stroke, please. Like,
somebody black the fuck out and give me a chow. But yeah, Warzone, we'll see how it is. I saw them tweet yesterday. They literally tweeted. Or somebody tweeted that they're...
Ooh, what's this?
Wait, what is Verdansk? Is Verdansk the...
They dropped the trailer.
Oh, yeah, let's run this.
Yeah, rip it.
Okay, I'm checked already. This is trolly, dude.
What the fuck is this?
They're putting more effort into the fucking trailers in the game. This trailer is fucking like 4K quality.
Dude.
But yeah, they're playing into that nostalgia factor.
Whoa.
It's unforgettable. Which
play
it is,
free.
I mean.
That's so fucking scary.
Play free.
That is so fucking scary.
Boot up your $10 hacks. Play free.
Yeah, that was scary little exit there.
But nah, they just... They tweeted out that one of like the Intel accounts tweeted out that Activision's like looking for people to try to reverse engineer the or something the kernel system to they're like They're just pulling for anybody they can get.
Like, help us.
The kernel system. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, we don't know.
Any coders out there that could...
Wait, I thought COD announced the anti-cheat.
Help us.
They did. It was supposed to come out...
I thought Ricochet was supposed to be final.
Yeah, I thought they were...
When yeah, it first Ricochet. Came out.
Ricochet. I'm like...
It bounces back. Comes back 10 times.
Was that what they were trying to sell? It was like if the hacker was hacking, he would get shot at like when he would shoot someone?
Yeah, because that's what they were doing.
Oh, my
they
God.
They would like make the hackers have no damage and shit.
Ricochet.
You remember that?
Wait,
you would just shoot people if you were hacking.
You hack on yourself. And then
you're just shooting yourself, idiot. You're that's hitting insane. Yourself.
And those hackers just fucking laugh in the face of Ricochet.
Oh, yeah, now they are. They are cackling.
Wait, what is Ricochet?
It's like the anti-cheat. Oh, okay. It's the name of the anti-cheat.
But yeah, hopefully they can fix it up before Verdansk comes out.
Yeah.
I'm not really hopeful for that, honestly.
I'm so hopeful for that, dude.
But yeah. Warzone's coming back, man. Warzone's coming back in a big way.
Yeah, what the
you see that one point?
Yeah, who's making these bullet points? Was this you?
What?
These getting Drewski weird towards the end.
I'm not even gonna say it all out.
Getting weird towards the end.
Did you guys watch the Sidemen charity soccer game?
I did not.
I saw clips of it.
You didn't?
I did see clips.
Yeah,
it was pretty hype. It was on like pretty early in the morning because it was. I'm pretty sure it was in.
I was probably asleep.
Where was it? It was in the UK, right?
Yeah.
But they raised £6 million. That's
Holy
not
fuck.
Dollars. That's £6 million
Holy
pounds.
Shit.
Holy fuck!
No. Oh, so, dude, that is insanity.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Now I saw a clip and they had like a packed out stadium for a fucking.
There were like 90,000 people there.
That's Bro, insane. That's crazy they can fill a stadium like that.
It looked insane.
I mean, like, when you put that many giant, like, people in a fucking stadium like that, like...
But, like, it's not even for, like, actual, like, soccer pros, you know, like, professionals, you know what I mean?
Huh?
Like, I saw Speed score a goal, and it looks like he's playing for, like, Barcelona.
It looks
insane.
Legit. Like, if I were to look at this at first glance, I would say, oh, yeah, that's just a game.
Yeah, right? This looks like an actual professional soccer match.
Yeah, it looks like, it's insane.
But yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I started streaming like towards the tail end of it. I was eating my breakfast watching it. But yeah, this shit's dope, man. You put all those YouTubers in there. I mean, it's just, dude, it's so crazy to think about like how far content and everything has come since like, I mean, we first started out. Like, this shit is crazy to me that this is like.
This is nuts.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
This is nuts.
When did you start like gaming, Bound?
I started gaming like 2008, 9-ish.
Okay,
I was a COD kid originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I got into.
I didn't know that.
My first COD was COD 3.
Oh wow! So
yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
you might have been playing COD before me, and I feel like I started pretty early. Like I started COD 4.
I can literally remember playing the COD 3 beta like on my Xbox 360.
Oh shit!
It had like vehicles and shit, and tanks. And then
I remember playing that too.
I remember playing COD 4,
okay.
World War, and then I went to the MW2 midnight release. It was so fucking legendary.
Wait, how old are you?
25. I was 9.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So you've been gaming since.
I've never been to a midnight release. You've been to a midnight release?
Hell yeah. Dude. Well, you've never been to
a
midnight release.
I've never been to a midnight release.
Dude, don't get Zinni started on the midnight release. Zinni loves that shit.
I've never been to one.
Here he comes. A special guest, mid podcast.
Let's talk midnight release.
And the Zinster. What's up, kid? What's
I never
kid?
Did that.
What's up, boys?
You guys all did that?
Oh, yeah, dude. The midnight releases are like...
Bro,
I mean,
so legendary.
I remember
I
those
that.
As
dude,
like some
so
of the
legendary.
Best gaming times
it was the best time ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Bro, I remember I went to fucking a Madden one just so I could get dope.
Like just waiting in line and shit?
Yeah.
Madden one.
Madden.
That's
the,
like,
wait, is that the dope?
I was like, fuck it, bro. I'll go.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Like, I don't
do you
even
watch
care.
Football?
I do, yeah.
Who's your team?
Seahawks.
Okay, the Dirty Birds.
Lost DK.
Lost DK.
Nah, fuck it.
But yeah, those midnight releases, man. That's I didn't know you were gaming for that
just
long.
Just a long line of people that are just fucking so hyped
dude,
to play
so
COD
hyped,
tonight.
Bro.
Just a long line.
Everyone's there. Just
oh man,
you're with your boys. I had like all of my friends from high school would go.
Bro,
I always
I
say
never
too.
Been,
there was like
bro. How you never been.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's,
I really don't know how I never went to one.
No,
of
there's
that.
Something
that's
about exactly what they look like.
That's kind of criminal.
That is very criminal.
Everyone's like chattering, like, dude, I'm gonna be so good. I'm gonna be.
I went to the Halo 4 one, and I remember some guy brought his truck to the front of the line, and he hooked up TVs to the back of it, and he was doing 1v1s on
so
Halo
sick.
3.
What the fuck?
I was 12 years old, just shitting on grown ass men in Halo 3. And I got Halo 4. I was like, this is the worst game I've ever played.
You fucking suck. And they're calling you a squeaker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I used to get called a squeaker me, yeah. all the time, bro, playing Halo and shit. Yeah, I used to play like Halo 2, Halo 3. I was kind of nice.
I never played them.
No,
I did, but I didn't play back in the day. No,
yeah, I was kind of nice at Halo 3.
Going to get the game was like so much more dope than like downloading the game.
So much dope.
Like, you know what I mean?
I wonder
like,
what I did to get
like the
game.
Going to get
now.
The disc. Or like there were some times when my dad would like bring me home the disc from work or whatever and just seeing the disc and then putting the disc. It was like a whole thing, just pure dopamine and bliss.
Dude, you remember like getting Christmas gifts and you would know it's a fucking Xbox game?
Yeah.
Because the way it was wrapped and you just see like fucking 10 of them.
They're like, don't open that first.
Yeah, and there's so many games. And it's Assassin's Creed, Gears of War.
Open the Xbox like, first.
Fucking Christ, dude.
I can't believe you didn't go to one, man. That's,
I don't know what I did back then. Maybe my brother got the games. I really don't know. I don't remember.
But yeah, it was a different time, man. It was a different fucking time. I used to smell that, what is it called? Just the plastic wrap and the case. The case just had a smell to it. You'd open up Halo.
It was like a new car smell.
Dude, seriously.
Get the 48-hour trial.
But yeah, I mean, shouts out Sidemen, man. What they do is awesome. That charity match raising $6 million, that's fucking nuts.
You guys see Sketch's save?
Sketch was there?
I thought he couldn't see, bro.
Sketch was a goalie, and he got a huge save on Mini Minter. That's his. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Mini Minter. And he goes nuts. He won, like, player of the match.
Big save by Sketch.
I'm talking about the one where it was like the free kick. But yeah, look at him. Like he's a natural out there.
How many how many viewers were there on the live stream? Oh wow!
Look at him. He looks like a professional out there.
Wait, it went to penalties. You know how silly I'd look in that goal, formal.
Yeah.
You know how fucking silly I'd look.
Yeah. You wouldn't be saving shit.
I mean, I feel like right there, you're just diving a certain way and praying for the best. He chooses that way, and thank God it came to him. There's no way that was like an actual calculated.
2.5 million.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Well, they sell out Wembley Stadium, right? Isn't that 90,000 people?
That's what I saw on Twitter.
So they sell out 90,000. It's such a cool thing. They literally bring out every mega influencer and
that's crazy.
Celebrity, like, you know, internet celebrity, and they're all in it.
Yeah, that shit was sick, man. Shouts out to Sidemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, pardon the interruption. It is me, Big Optic Hex. Where did I come from? Well, from the dead. I literally was on my deathbed, but I am back. I'm breathing, sort of, and I'm here to give you a couple of updates on the sponsors of today's podcast. One of them being, of course, Factor. I use it. I poke the fork holes into my dish before I pop it into the microwave for 3 minutes. Come out of there. Delicious. Because Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle just like mine. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals. Based on randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary, of course, depending on the diet and exercise and size of the individual. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or as I just mentioned, Keto. Reach your goals this year with ingredients that you can trust, convenience that can be beat, and also taste that is just wonderful. From my personal opinion, my personal favorite, if I am to pick one, has to be the herb cream cheese salmon. It's got like this red pepper, like grits, like cauliflower almost. And of course, broccoli. I love broccoli. So yeah, it's really, really tasty and really, really good. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST. At factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Link in the description to make it easier, but just remember Factor Podcast at checkout to use to get that code, to get that 50% off, Maddie. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you a little bit about Hims. Hims is here to help. If you have been silently asking for help, saying that you need a boost in the bedroom, well, let me tell you what. Hims is here to help with personalized ED treatment options. And it's all online. You don't have to talk to anybody face-to-face. It's all online. When your car breaks down, do you take it to a mechanic? Yeah, right? With no hesitation. You need it. And it's not something that most guys can fix themselves. And men should think about the exact same way about ED. But the reality is that you might be hesitant to seek for help for something like that. But thankfully, through Hims, you can get access to personalized ED treatment without stepping outside of your door. Life is stressful, man, and you have plenty to worry about. Why add the stress of adding performance in the bedroom to your list? It's supposed to be a pleasurable experience for both. You don't have to give up on that. No. And that's why Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing you with access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. The process is 100% online, so there's no need for uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a series of questions. You go to their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option for you. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to your house for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic with capital O-P-T-I-C. All of it's capitalized. It's okay to misspell it this one time. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/optic. That's hims.com/O-P-T-I-C for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/optic. Link in the description down below. One thing, though, the products mentioned are chewable compounded products, which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will then determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
But wait, what was up next? Now we're starting to get into the checky part of the pod. We've already got over all the series.
The second like page right here is fucking crazy, dude.
We've gone over all the serious topics. Now we've got Kanye text Joe Rogan.
Did you just like refresh your For You page and just post the first three things that you saw? And you're like,
wait,
this
hold
is
on,
insane.
Wait, what's that bottom one? That's important. Amaranth revealed that Twitch CEO Dan Clancy admitted that the platform shadow banned her for a year. No wonder my viewers have been low.
You've been shadow banned.
Fuck.
You've been fucking shadowed.
I figured it out.
Do you ever get comments like that where like it'll be like, I didn't get your noty and
shit
like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
dude, I hate when I get those. I'm like, what the fuck? They're not getting the noty?
Well, yeah. Well, I did see that there was another plane crash in a residential area, I think in Pennsylvania again.
Dude, we got it.
What is going on? They're just falling out of the sky.
I don't know. There's so many plane crash videos. I am so scared to fly right now. I might drive to Seattle this year. Their first two hail events are in Dallas.
I'll drive them. That's good.
Yeah, let's take a road trip.
A road trip?
Let's take a road trip. I'm not even trolling.
I don't think you need to be scared like that.
See, I think this is not a commercial plane.
This is like somebody.
I don't
going
care
out.
About this video. I'm caring about all
Wait,
of the videos I've seen this year. What the fuck?
I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I don't want to watch this either. This is really scary. I can't believe you put this as a bullet.
Well, no. That plane that flipped in Toronto and like the passengers
yes,
are walking out.
That's a flight. That's a flight that you guys could have taken to Toronto.
Yeah,
CDL
that one was
Toronto.
And the flight attendants are like, please put the phones away. It's
yeah,
like what?
The,
and they offered them each $30K. It's like, what? I will get $30 million
yeah,
from this account.
$30,000
for life. Like,
I'm never stepping on a plane again. Ever.
Oh my
god.
You wouldn't?
Weak. Fuck no.
If that happened to you, you wouldn't get on another.
If my plane flipped upside down. While I was landing?
But what are the chances it happens again?
Where didn't they live, though?
It's crazy that your reaction like this when you're scared of everything.
Like,
That's not true.
That's not true.
You should
I'm
not want to go out to
like,
movies.
You're scared.
I'm not going to the theater.
Okay.
It was like, wait, why? You're like,
I've been to plenty of movies over like, two this year.
Two movies
in the past, like, calendar year. I've been to two.
It's like when the guy from the bench warmers finally goes out in the sun.
Yeah, bro.
He starts just slowly getting used to it.
I'm going at, like, 9 p.m., so it's like... Or I'm going at like 10 a.m. so there's nobody else in the theater. It's just me and Iz.
And you're just like, I've been to two. And it's both that.
I went to Wicked with her family.
Dude, like.
That shit was fire.
Bro. Nah, there's
Wait,
too many play videos, bro.
No, not really anymore.
Wait, what are you scared of?
Just like because of the shooting.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm like, I'm
it's
pretty chill.
It's because
you're like
Dark
scared
Knight.
Of the movie itself.
Yeah, wasn't yes. it the Dark Knight scene or the Batman scene? Wasn't there a. Could have sworn
oh, the
it was
Colorado
that.
Shooting?
Yeah.
There was a shooting during the Batman.
Yeah, it was a shooting during the movie.
Oh, it was a real life shooting.
At the release.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a movie scene.
No.
You thought, dude, what?
That was like
dude,
at
I
the
don't
release.
Know. I got
That's
mixed
crazy.
Up.
Yeah,
that
no.
Was
but
that
no,
shit
I,
is scary, actually.
Yeah,
though.
It's horrifying.
Dude, I mean, yeah. Fuck.
I mean, I don't. That's kind of fucked to think of that in the moment, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it is fucked.
Oh, he's anti-mall. There's nothing.
Dude, what? I've gone to the mall plenty of times.
Sorry.
Because I shop.
You know I shop.
Yeah, I don't shop for shit.
The thing with the plane crashes is like, if so, like if I tweet right now, like I'm scared to fly, there's like a plethora of people that's like, dude, it's the safest form of transportation statistically. And I'm like, yeah, but if it starts going down, I know it's done. Like there is no, like car crash, like there's different types of car crashes. There's extreme,
like
there's fender bender. Plane going down is always extreme. Like there is no, there is no slight plane crash in my head.
No, for sure.
See, you're watching plane disasters, though, where, like, the plane will just fucking fall out of the sky. That stuff doesn't really, like, happen.
Brother, I watched a helicopter in D.C. go right into a King's commercial airplane.
Freak occurrence.
Okay, but that, like, what I'm saying is, in my head, that could happen to me. Like, that's where, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't stop living life, man.
No, I know.
I'm at the point now where... I mean, you can't.
I'm still
stop
flying. Like I'm still flying, but just know, like when we take off, that thought's in my head even more so now. It used to be there where it's like, are you ever on a plane, and you can like feel it in your feet when the plane like dips a little bit and goes up? I'm like, your heart jumps for a sec. You're like, what the fuck was that? Now I'm like, that's really happening more often.
Yeah, I hate the argument that's like, cars are so much are way worse. Blah blah blah. Like fucking planes. You have this statistic, whatever, because, like, you got, like, how many more cars out there with, like, just random idiots driving them, whereas it's just, like, two pilots flying this fucking thing. Like, it's such a different, like, comparison. And then on top of that, it's, like, fucking, I saw a stat that said, like, there's been, oh, wait, no. The other thing, too, was that I've also seen posts, if you make a plane crash post or like said I'm scared to fly, there'd be another section of people that are saying this is just the government conditioning you to like be afraid of this thing now. But I've seen a lot of that.
Oh yeah, no,
like,
100%.
Where they're saying like this is just that next thing they're trying to scare you with, blah blah blah, and I'm just like, dude, this, I just don't know what the fuck is going on.
If I'm not afraid to fly, because you know how I used to be. I used to be tweaking about flying. Like every single time. Now I'm like, it doesn't really scare me.
You probably
anymore.
Get hammered. You're like the guy that gets hammered for a flight.
I get
though.
Hammered sometimes.
Depends on what time it's at. If it's in the morning.
Well, yeah, probably not in the morning, right?
Nighttime flights, I pretty much always have a drink.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
three.
That's fine.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
I still remember one time when we flew to Paris. I was next to Damon, and like it was one of those overnight flights where like, you wake up randomly and it's all dark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and there's a couple of reading lights on. That's him.
He's full brightness.
But Damon's next to me and he's just, he's got all these little like bottles of alcohol. He's got like 10 bottles of like those little things. And he's just hammered playing some video game on the back of the seat. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And he's just like not responding to me. Just staring at his monitor,
why?
Playing in like black and white.
That's such a
like
Damon.
That little
that's
controller.
Such a Damon thing.
Damon's a gamer, though. Damon's
oh,
like,
oh, he
a,
is, dude.
I mean, we're gamers, but like Damon is like a gamer. He's playing Path of Exile to like 4 a.m. playing Rust. Has like some little friend group that's
has random old school RuneScape sim.
Yeah, like, he's got like a little friend group specifically playing Rust at 4 a.m.
Dude, what?
I want to be a fly on the wall on those calls,
dude.
I miss having those type of friends, like those pub only friends. Like
I never had those.
Really? Back in like Call of Duty 4, World at War, obviously forever ago, I had friends that were just like online friends. So you go home from school, you join the party, and these guys, there was no contact outside of that, but every day it was the same people. And I always think like, I hope those guys are doing well. Like that's like such like a cool building block to look back on, like where it all started gaming wise. Just that level of like interaction, just meeting random friends online. Now we all know each other where it's like if you're playing with him or like it's all now it's all connected like in real life too. Back then it was just pure gaming bliss.
Wait, Bound, how did you start? Like what's your come out like GoPro story?
Like my first event or what do you mean?
Like how did you start? Like were you playing GBs? Were you just like what did you play to like break out in the scene?
Like 1v1, stuff like that. Like Ninja, I used to watch Ninja do 1v1s.
Yeah, I remember that on Reach.
Yeah, on Reach. Pretty much when Halo 5 came out, I mean I started watching it. I remember the original Optic Dynasty, not you the COD team, but the Halo one, like Snakebite and them. Watching them play, I was inspired. Maniac and Flamesword, I used to watch them too.
They're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Maniac was funny as hell. I don't know. I just got Halo 5 pretty much. Me and Neptune, we just like.
Is that like
it.
When you like discovered it, or?
Yeah, that's when
like,
I kind of
like.
When
did you discover like games? Because I remember like vividly.
Like gaming or like esports?
Esports.
I don't even remember. I think OG Halo, like MLG.
Yeah.
Like Gandhi, you know, the Halo Pro Gandhi?
Yeah, of course.
Used to have a YouTube channel, and it was just like super like informative about like MLG and shit like that.
Yeah,
used to,
like, that.
The... God, he's a legend.
Dude, yeah, absolute legend, bro.
But when he replied to your tweet, replied to an Optic tweet the other day, I was like, damn, bro, I wish you guessed me. Yeah. He's my favorite pro, because I just love this shit talk. But yeah, I think his YouTube channel, I used to just watch it when I first got
like,
into it.
Gandhi was your favorite pro?
Yeah,
that goes hard.
Yeah, well, why
he's a really cool guy.
Yeah,
dude, that guy was awesome.
Friends with
dude,
he's a fucking legend.
I used to walk in like the hotel lobby, and Gandhi used to cast Call of Duty for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll see like Scott Gandhi and Maven.
Yeah,
and they'd be
the
telling
duo.
Me like, not like older person stories. I'm like 15 or 16, so I don't have like that type of
they
life
were
experience.
Seasoned, bro. They
and
were
they're
seasoned.
Telling me stories about like crazy shit. I'm like, oh my god, it's
no,
so
that,
cool.
Exactly,
such a vibey little duo.
It
right
was
there,
a
dude.
Vibey duo.
That's exactly why I loved him, because I remember he told the story about T-Squared when he beat T-Squared and he handed him toilet paper and said, get shit on.
Like, that's next
that's
level.
Insane. That's
yeah,
insane.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I think it was pretty much him, honestly.
Yeah.
Because he would do interviews with like old pros like Walshy and shit. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Was it 2011 or some shit?
That's like when I remember like watching like the old MLG days. The Dr. Pepper girls. I was like, dude, these guys are rock stars. I was like, I wanna be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I remember my second like event that I was like pro, like in Columbus 2011, Sunday night. I have like a flight to get like at 2 a.m. to go home, or like at 4 a.m. So I'm like leaving the hotel at 2 a.m. But everyone Sunday night, you know how it is, right? So like
everyone's fucked up.
I have my shit packed. I got school the next day. So I'm like about to fly back and I see the Straight Riffin' roster, like, walk in the lobby.
In their jerseys?
No, but, like, in their Affliction tees, you know? In their Ed Hardy tees.
Yeah.
Walk in the lobby.
Wait, they look like fucking
all
rock
all four
stars.
Of them have a Dr. Pepper girl.
Yeah, they look like fucking
with
rock
them,
stars,
and
yeah.
They look insane.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with my bag just, like, watching this, and I'm just like,
you got
what
math.
The fuck?
You're fucking, you got, you're gonna be in school 7 a.m. tomorrow.
I'm just that? Like, what the fuck? And,
was
like, they're all hammered and shit. Like, just get in an elevator and just disappear. I was like, those guys are legendary. Like, what the hell?
Those guys are
I was
awesome.
Like, this was crazy. And then I just, like, flew back home. Probably thought about it the whole flight. Yeah, T-Squared, legit, Neighbor, Elamite. Like,
oh,
just
yeah,
rock
yeah,
stars,
roster.
Dude.
That's a roster.
We were just like,
that's like
that's
when
a cool roster.
That's like when I started watching and shit, like, back then. And, yeah, I just wanted to be like that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be like that.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. But what else do we got?
Well, you said Neptune you came up with?
Yeah.
So, oh, I didn't know
dude,
that.
Dude, he's frying right now.
He's running the league right now. He's going crazy.
Do you
crazy.
Still talk to him like
yeah,
often?
I talk to him all the time. Yeah, I mean, I literally met him when I was 14 and he was 12, like just randomly on Halo. Like I used to just 1v1 him and just shit
wait,
on him.
Wait, really? So that's like, to shit on him? That's like your day one duo?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Shit.
That's his boy.
And I remember when Halo died off in 2018, like when the scene is, we're waiting for the next game and he's like talking to Switch and COD. I was like, bro, you're not going pro in COD. What are you talking about? I remember, I think it was, what COD was that? It was before Black Ops 4.
2018 was BO4 because 2019
it was before
was,
BO4.
It was World War II.
World War II.
Yeah, that
World War
II. I remember he was like grinding that, like $1 or some shit. He's like, bro, get on and play. I'm like, bro, this shit is garbage. Like, I got on there. It was because it was the jetpack ones. And then that one, I was like, bro, this shit's so boring.
Spawning into Art Ends.
Yeah.
It's just gray.
Yeah. And then Black Ops 4 came out and we fucked with heavy because it was kind of like Halo with a stem shot and shit.
Yeah.
And then MW 2019 came out. Day one, we were so excited. Like the night before, we're like, "All right, bro, let's just grind this and go fucking pro." We get on. We get a $1 on bro, what's the name of the map? Starts with an R.
Ramaza.
Is that the B bomb site? That's like you know what I'm talking about.
In the construction site.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we got a $1 2v2 on that, and he fucking goosed and uninstalled the game because the fucking doors.
He goosed.
Yes, he goosed. He's like, "Bro, fuck this game, bro. I'm going back to BO4." I was like, "Yeah, fuck it too, bro. I'm not playing this shit either." Because I remember we were laying prone, like because the sound horn. There was no ninja, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had to pop it.
Yes, we were just laying prone to go to the bomb sites and the doors and shit. I'm like, "Bro, this is so troll."
Oh yeah, that was. Really
you had to
bad.
Wait for your ninja to make a play.
Because yeah, from BO4 so to that, like I thought, like COD was amazing. Like, bro, BO4 is so
BO4
fucking
was really
good.
Fun.
But then next year came out, that shit came out. I don't know if you guys like that game. That game was fucking horrible.
Game was horseshit.
It was so
dude.
Bad.
We just had such a vibey
horseshit.
Team.
We made it fun.
We had such
we're
a vibey
triple
team.
Scrimming that game, bro. We're playing three scrims.
We actually triple scrim.
We're
dude,
playing three
hell.
Scrims. So
no,
I'm starting hell. At fucking 9 a.m. Cali time.
That's hell,
I'm literally getting, I'm waking up at like 8:30. Like
time?
I'm clocking into work.
You're waking up and all you hear is the Fall Guys intro. Whee! Dude, we would play Fall Guys and shit.
And then I load up and I'm playing FaZe at like 9 a.m. and they're running us and we're just like laughing about it. I'm just like, we're not getting any better. Like,
you know what I think about sometimes? Like seeing your team back then used to be a vibe. Like when you didn't live with your team and like scrim every day together, you guys would all scrim online. So like when you guys met up at the event for an event, they were just so much dope. You guys were just like so actually excited to play. Yeah. Now it's like normal. Now it's like, okay, this team's here 24/7. Mm-hmm. They travel together. It's kind of like there is no excitement, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they're excited to go play, but
you
don't get that like
when you like you meet up at the airport, you go to one hotel room and you all vibe for a sec,
exactly,
you get food, fucking like you're so
much
more down to like
in person together and shit, and you're like pointing at the mini map, like it's just a different,
it is different.
Yeah, how close knit is the Halo community? Like after an event's over, like do you guys all go to like a spot and everybody hangs out?
Honestly, it's probably like the way that COD events were, like Halo events are like really close knit.
Yeah,
like everything about a Halo event kind of feels the way old MLG events do, which is one of the main reasons that I like playing it.
I mean, it's so random, like old MLG.
Like if the events in Halo that I play felt the way that COD events felt when I retired, I would not be playing Halo. Like they don't feel fun at all. But like you're sitting there, you're going to your media day on Wednesday, right? COD event.
Mm-hmm. And the media day on Wednesday, they're so vibey too.
If you're in Winners, I guess you play once on Thursday. And then, but like you're playing once a day. You're going there, you're getting your like 3 hours early, you're getting your like scrim in, and then you play your one match, and then you just go back to the hotel. Like, I don't know, it just doesn't have the same feel. Like,
yeah, no, I
Halo,
feel that.
you go there Thursday, you do your meter, whatever, Friday. You got three matches every Friday, pool play. Like, you're playing three different teams. You get to play three times. Saturday, you're playing three more times. Sunday, you're like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's like how MLG events work.
Shit disgusts me.
It's crazy how the CDL is set up. Like,
I also think the Halo guys refuse to retire. Like, I think those guys will be playing until they're 40. Like,
bro,
those same guys are at that same bar every single event.
Dude,
Lethal's never going down.
Those guys, those guys will never say goodbye.
Dude, me and Lethal, APG, like, dude, me and Lethal were MM kids together in Halo 3. Like, we came up together, like, got our names known, and all we did was just match pros, shit on them, and teabag them the whole time. And we were just this like duo that didn't care about winning. We both go plus 40 narrows flag and just like tie 0-0, just play the whole time. Any pro we match, just shit on them, shit talk them, send them a friend request, they decline it, shit talk them. Like, that was our sim. Like it was like crazy.
Wait, did you say on COD they play on Thursday? You just play on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. So if you're in Winners,
and then you win, you don't play again until Saturday.
Try
you play once again.
I can try the fucking Thursday.
It's actually lunacy.
If you win
it's
Thursday, crazy. You don't play till Saturday. Yeah, you don't even play Friday.
That is
bro,
fucking
I'm not,
crazy.
I'm not trying on Thursday, I'm
bro.
Like, bro, fuck,
and then you're supposed to just try.
Like Winners won.
And then you lock the fuck in for your one match, and then you go back, and you're like, wow, I just scammed, bro. I'm so checked right now. I was 45.
It's almost nicer starting in Losers because then you start Friday, and then you're playing like you're at least getting two matches a day.
But what are
you
doing
lose,
on that? What are you doing on that Friday if you're winning
scrimming.
On Thursday? You're just like, but you're like half-assing the scrim
because
you're like kind of watching the
matches.
Well, no, you're not even scrimming. You're like warming up,
and you're already cocky because you won your first match, and you're just like, I mean, yeah, we'll warm these kids up, I guess. These guys are probably gonna lose this round, but
and
like,
then it's like the scrims aren't even that good because the team that you're gonna scrim will be like,
it's gonna
yo,
be a team playing.
Yo,
that's
can
in
we
that
play this
match?
This certain hardpoint map three times in a row? And it's like, that's fucking boring.
Like,
just playing Hacienda hardpoint back to back to back to back, so they get reps for it.
You beat them, and they're like, yo, can we run that back?
Yeah,
they're about to play it in their match. Can we run that back? You beat them again. Yo, one more time.
And then mid third time, like they're like, we got to go. They're calling us up. And then you just end the game.
Yeah,
you're
Claire knocks on the door. It's time to go.
Nice scrims. You guys want to go get food or something? Like, I don't know. It's just weird.
I agree, though. See, that's the cool thing about Halo is like even doing the watch party for Halo, like it's cool to see you guys play multiple times a day.
Yeah, no, it's really nice as a player. Like going to a venue at 11 a.m. and knowing you're going to be there till like 6, 7 p.m. like regardless of what happens, and like you're going to get to play a lot. Like, and you're going to have downtime, but it's not that long. It's like an hour. You play a match and you're off a match, and you play a match and you're off a match.
Yeah.
So like there's a lot of just like playing on LAN is just like why we started, you know? Like that
I mean, dude, there are some teams
so
now that
like,
go to the event, play one match, and they go home, they lose.
Dude, people flew
it's
to
like,
Madrid
like,
and
dude,
just fucking
and
played
got
one match and just
that's
flew back.
Like, you used to have a guaranteed, like, what, four matches or three matches? And like, no matter what, no matter if you were... And then you'd get placed where you get placed. If you place last in the pool, you're gone. You place third, you're in loser's bracket. Like, you just got to actually play the game back then.
I think even
I
if you
feel
got
bad
fourth,
for these new kids.
Wasn't there a time when there was five teams in a pool?
Yeah.
And like even if
It'd
you got
like
fifth,
four.
You'd start top 24, and then like if you got fourth, you'd start top 16, and so on and so
on. Yeah. You'd go up like basically one like or round.
Top 24, top 20 maybe.
Bro, I feel playing without pole play is fucking insane. Like, I feel like when I get to an event like Friday, like I'm kind of taking it easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like pole play, like bro, you got to be on your P's and Q's.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't know. Lives it's off. So nice to like get in those matches.
Yeah, like
get
in the rhythm. Yeah.
If you were to play an event,
I'm studying on Australians.
You're like not. You know those like winners round one matches after you play the AM team in pools on Saturday?
Like you're warm.
You're warm. But imagine playing that match like randomly. On Thursday.
Dude, on Thursday? No.
And it's just one match a day. And they're like, you lose that, you guys are going to play again tomorrow, but like you're done for today.
I think
like,
it's insane.
That's
like,
so checky. Like,
you play on a Thursday, but like you could theoretically win on Sunday. You know what I mean? Like that's like four, that's like half a week like that went by.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking insane.
And but it's like.
Is there only 12 teams?
It's like how many rounds you got to win a card tournament? You start winners round one.
If you start winners one, winners one, winners two.
Is winners three winners finals?
Winners three is finals, yeah.
Winners three is finals?
You have four, winners finals.
You have four
finals.
Matches to win the whole tournament.
You can win four and
insane.
Win.
That's fucking
That's crazy, dude.
Four over 4 days, too.
One thing that I hate about COD is just the no fucking winner's advantage, like true advantage.
What is the winner's advantage right now?
You just get a veto advantage.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's it?
That's so fucking trolly, I feel like. Like, I don't even...
What?
Yeah, you just get a veto advantage.
Best of nine, and then you get a veto advantage.
I thought it was best of seven.
Best of nine
best
finals
of nine at majors.
They played game 9, round 11? I thought they played game 7, round 11.
Is it best of 7?
Yeah, it's best of 7.
Oh, it was best of 7. Was best of 9, now it's best of 7.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I don't even look at it as an advantage. Is that just me? Like, I don't know.
Well, no, because you're also playing the loser's team. If you come from winners, you waited. So they won loser's finals. They don't move. And then you play them.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going in cold from winners.
Switch sides.
Yeah,
get them up.
We'd love that trick because we were always in winners. We were always in winners, and we'd watch a losers match, and we'd watch like fucking Hook just like rip apart some like team in losers back.
I want
finals.
His box.
And we're like, nah. They got to get the fuck up, and we're also taking 30 minutes to warm up.
You remember was it Krim that asked for a completely new PC or no? It was
Krim had all the tricks.
Wait,
dude.
No. Now that you're admitting this, that makes fucking sense.
Yeah, I mean, why am I going to let you sit down where you're in flow,
we're
just going to sit down and be next?
No,
like, what?
So much sense. Yeah, Frank,
so no.
Much fucking sense.
You didn't even have to get up. You're already in flow with the same
You just went to go take a piss
spot.
Break, you came back, and there's just different names in the lobby, but you're still in the same flow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to get ran.
Okay.
Fuck that.
That's good to know. That's good to know that you're admitting this. Good to know.
I mean, I've just been around. I mean, I've been in so many fucking finals. I know how to.
And I reset that a couple times on you. I'm like, bro, this is so fucking milky. What are we doing? I'm looking over. I'm like, what are they doing? I'm like, oh, he's smoking a cigarette. Fucking great. Like, see you and APG going to smoke a cigarette. I'm like, they don't need that. Come on, it's fucking.
Because we just got 4-0 in the first finals like, from bro, winners, and I'm like the fuck just happened? I'll be right back. This is crazy.
Bro, make him sit down, please. Like, you don't even. Where the fuck is he going, bro? Come on.
If us four played a COD event or a Halo event, which one would we place better at?
Halo, because we'd probably be able to. Just like will you guys through some of the shittier teams?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe. 100%.
Because we're not willing
COD teams. You have to like
Vegas.
Actually really play the game.
I feel like you need a scrim COD. Like we can just out talent in Halo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we might be able to just like throw you the oddball.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
You just
right?
get the oddball and just hold it, and like we just protect you kind of
at Halo.
Yeah,
I mean I'd be decent.
Seth could also probably play Halo. I don't know if you played Halo before.
Yeah. I mean, I'm Onyx. I got Onyx in 5 hours.
Right, I can shoot decent, but I have no game knowledge.
Let's stop trying to get tit for that. I watched that stream.
On a PS4 controller.
I watched that stream. Okay.
You watched that stream?
I watched the whole thing.
I sat there and I analyzed everything you were doing in your shit.
Yeah, from your second unranked game. I watched it all. But, no, COD is like...
It depends on COD.
You got to play COD.
Yeah.
You got to fucking play COD.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know the spawns, you look fucking
And also,
lost.
It's 12 teams. Like, are we playing Falcons losers round one?
I fucking hope so.
Maybe we give him a run.
And it's so fast paced. It's literally like it's like AW on the ground now. Like Black Ops 6, like
yeah, it's
fast.
It's
nonstop. If you don't know timings and spawns, you're just gonna get destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Halo. Because search, like we're getting railed in COD right now. There's no way.
Yeah, that was a weird question you just sprung on us. Was that a? Oh, it was a. Oh, it was.
I didn't spring it.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
What is the Drewski thing, man? I saw this thing last night in the theater while I was having a glass of wine.
This is fucked.
Sure. I mean, he was accused of.
Yeah, this is kind of a weird topic to discuss. I'm not gonna lie. You probably shouldn't have put this on here. It's very irresponsible and weird of you to put this on here. But
I'm not sure if we should touch on this.
I think we should just go back to
the hell
the
are we
going to
say about this?
How about we just talk about the COD team instead of these like for you page like fucking like you know what I'm saying though? Like you refresh your timeline right now. You see those three things
rot?
In the first scroll.
Brain
I promise
rot
you.
Immediately.
Yeah, brain rot, dude.
Dude, I was scrolling and I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? And then I was on like a I was on like a last night. Iz isn't home right now. She gets back today, but I was just watching 80s movies. And they were what? So vibey.
Like
I,
what?
Fuck, what was it called? Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, I've seen that.
Is that with the? No, that's not.
I don't know. I didn't know any of the actors really.
It was good.
Yeah, it was solid. But it's just like it's Dazed and Confused. It's
yeah,
like those types of movies.
That's it. Yeah.
And then I watched Valley Girl with Nicolas Cage.
Haven't seen that.
That was they were both so good. They like transport you back to that time period.
Yeah, see,
it was so
like
vibey.
That.
All the music was like old rock.
80s music is vibey as fuck.
They're all dressed like 80s. They were like, you know, it's like Dazed and Confused, like a high school, like they're all just vibing type of movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just watching 80s movies last night. Loving that shit.
I was listening to a podcast recently about like dopamine and stuff. And it's like, now it's like some TV and movies you watch are like boring to where you want to go on your phone. Mm. He was like, dude, back then that wasn't a thing. If you went to the movie theater, if you're watching
you're
a movie,
the
whole thing is dopamine. The lead up, the build up. At no point are you thinking about anything other than the movie.
That's
now
facts.
It's like if there's like a slow build up in a movie, you just want to check your phone and like get an instant dopamine hit.
Or a show like, dude, like that last Severance episode. Have you guys been watching Severance?
Yeah, but I haven't seen the last episode.
You haven't seen it?
No, but I did see like bad things about it.
It was just
like
a
complete
filler episode.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting to watch.
It furthered the plot a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
It did.
I'm waiting for the next episode to come out so I can watch them back to back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch a straight filler episode.
Like, yeah, it was a pretty filly one, and I was like...
Severance is really fucking good, though.
Yeah.
I think Severance, like the episode 3 this season or 4... was like one of the best. I don't remember which episode it was. It was one of the earlier ones.
Was it the one that where they were in the woods?
Yeah.
You fuck with
dude,
that one?
Yeah, visually, I thought that was like the best episode of TV I've seen in a long time. Where I was like, damn, that was a really good
that
episode
shit was
of TV.
Fire.
Yeah.
I've never seen better like visual, like it's like eye candy. And it's like just the premise of the show and like the plot. It's like they give you enough information for you to form a theory, but never enough for you to actually figure out what's fully going on.
Yeah, and you're just like,
so you
never
anticipate
right,
and
you
anticipate
think...
and you watch theory yeah. videos and podcasts. It's truly, I think, like the coolest TV show since like Game of Thrones.
Now you know what you need to watch? It's A Real Pain. Have you seen that yet?
Mm-mm.
It's with Kieran Culkin, Roman from Succession, and Jesse Eisenberg, the guy from The Social Network. And they're like cousins and they go on a trip to like go to their grandma's house who passed. And they like, dude, it was one of the best movies I've watched in a long time.
It's
so
a movie?
Fucking good. Yeah.
What's
it's like an hour and a half.
What's it called?
A Real Pain. It's on Hulu. So pain. Fucking good. Oh, I didn't
want
it to
end. Is that where they fly to Poland?
Yeah, they fly to Poland and they go
day.
To like,
yeah.
Like they go to on like a Jewish
yeah,
tour
that.
And
yeah.
they like go through like their family's like,
is it
past.
A comedy?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like a comedy slash like drama, but dude, I didn't want it to end.
No, it was pretty good. It was actually really good.
You saw it?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
Dude, it was like there's just like shots. You know, like when a movie it just like gives you a
it's
dope
like
ass shot and there's like just music in the background
yeah,
and shit.
I love that
there's
shit.
There's so much of it and it, dude, it was so good.
It was a little weird though, where like the fucking feet shit. Remember that?
It was a little weird.
It was a little weird. I was like, what the fuck?
But like it's Kieran Culkin.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little weird.
I love that guy.
And Eisenberg. I mean,
the new Daredevil just came out, and only 2 episodes, but it's kind of like, I'm not sure if you guys watched like, the original
watch
Marvel
the
Netflix shows.
I
they
do.
Were incredible. Like Daredevil the Punisher. So Disney
Punisher's
Plus
really
just
good.
Did Daredevil Born Again. And the first 2 episodes have been great so far. It's like,
I tweet about it. It is good?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of like the old school show. Like it's not Disney-ified is
do
what
I
would
to
call
watch
it.
Watch the old one
yeah.
to get into it?
You have to know Daredevil lore? Like you don't know Daredevil lore?
I would.
I don't know.
No, I don't know any Daredevil.
I think he's just like a blind superhero that has like powers, right?
He's blind?
He's like a bat.
I think he is blind, right?
Yeah,
he's like sonar and shit.
I would watch it only
he
because it's that good.
He's fucking
like,
blind.
I would watch
he's
it because it's genuinely that good of a show.
Yeah,
Daredevil
like,
and the Punisher,
fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like nasty though.
Okay, like, where fuck. Are you? I'm like, I'm over here.
Yeah, I don't know. He's actually, I remember the Daredevil movie? Or was it Elektra?
Probably.
Was it Elektra?
There was, the Elektra movie was about the girl, yeah.
It was like his girlfriend, right? Or something?
Yeah,
or like his like, yeah, that was...
But no, that's good.
Well,
think with TV and movies
movie
now.
Oh yeah, we watch so much.
I feel like they aren't like focused on making like those crazy movies anymore. Like you have Christopher Nolan who like comes out with a big movie, but
dude.
Now it's all like TV. Like Ben Stiller is doing Severance because now it's like okay, yo, we can make 8 to 10 hours of a movie essentially.
Yeah,
and either
and
drop it all at once
service.
Or
yeah.
give them the slow burn. So now I feel like we're getting so many insanely good TV shows, and maybe I'm just not. Into movies like that, but I feel like you're getting like a once in a blue moon great movie.
Like, what was the last funny movie that came out? Like the last Superbad.
Oh, they can't make those anymore. Pissing me off. Movies?
Is that why? Because of like the cancel stuff? Yeah. Is that why?
Like, yeah. The last one that I like really, really fucked with, like a comedy like that, was Don't Look Up.
I thought it was like pretty funny.
That was so random. They should drop that shit randomly.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
I don't know.
It was like a comedy. It was like a comedy like drama, because they're like kind of tweaking because the world.
The last one I remember is 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, okay.
Where I like was genuinely like.
I think that is probably the last one too.
You ever seen Slumdog Millionaire? You guys ever seen Slumdog Millionaire?
No, yeah. But I heard that's like
the guy
fucking
Winslet Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, watch that shit. Watch that shit tonight.
Yeah, that sure won like hella
awards.
That's
a feel good movie.
Yeah? But yo, what's your guys' schedule like? Like, when do you guys scrim? Like, when?
Oh, weird transition.
Well, I'm just curious because like
we play.
Well, I'm just thinking like when do you even watch it? Because I feel like I'm always watching you at like night.
Like I said, we haven't watched anything yet. We went over theater last night for
I always see you playing like ranked and shit at night.
I'll say it again. We haven't watched anything yet.
He's asking when you watch TV.
Oh, you mean like, yeah, like shows?
Like when you have
time. I thought you were saying theater.
Yeah, I was saying like
VOD and shit.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
I'm like, when do you have time to like watch?
Oh, bro,
it?
I go to bed at like 4 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Because we scrim at like 3 p.m.
Yeah. So you're still on that like
the gamer schedule.
See, I can't do that.
I mean, I can't lie. I love watching like a show or a movie just like at nighttime. Like, just like lights off.
Yeah.
It's dark outside.
Oh, yeah,
it's cold
outside.
That's
the only time to watch shows. But yeah, I was just curious, like, when you fucking, you're still on that 4 a.m. shit.
I mean, not every night. I'll fall asleep at midnight sometimes. It just depends. Like,
okay.
Like tonight, today, because the content started at 10 a.m. I had tourney yesterday. Like, I'm going to fall asleep probably like when I get back for a little bit.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
I'm fucking tired
nap.
Right now. Yeah.
A little power nap.
I'm so tired today. But
well, since you're so sleepy, let's end the podcast.
Sorry, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Huge shouts out to Bound, his first Optic pod. This is your first one, right?
Yeah, first one.
Fuck yeah,
pretty
dude.
Pretty good cast here, star-setting for Pretty Hollywood. So
yes, sir.
For having me.
But yeah, we'll see you guys on the next podcast, and peace.
Cheers.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.